Wando's 12-goal streak, is that a good thing, or is it a bad thing?
Good thing. Because he's hot and he's scoring, and yes, it would be nice for obviously someone else to score, but I think that the team is producing great efforts and chances for our top striker right now, and it's no difference to many, many teams in the world where they rely kind of on one guy. Other guys do chip in, obviously, with goals, which we will do at some point for sure. We're only two games in right now, and I know the other goals that last year he scored, but you know, Bobby Convey got two goals in the playoffs, and that was our second to last game. So, yes, it would be nice. Okay. Yes, it would be nice for someone else to weigh in, but if he scores all our goals this year, great. Not worried about it.
Is a lot of that, you know, maybe due to the tactics and the system you guys are playing that Wando can take full advantage of?
Well, I think that it's suited for him right now, for sure. That's probably one of the reasons I felt we didn't possess the ball enough last year. I looked at all the games, obviously, again. Really thought hard, long and hard over the off-season, and thought, you know, we've got to become, you know, a better playing team, because you can't keep hoping to win games. We've got to go out and win them. And I think last year we were a little bit fortunate in some of them. We had a good season, obviously, with our finish and the way we went about it. But I think, you know, I want to become a team that's dominant. And we had to sort of, you know, I decided we had to make a decision and start to build the foundations to be a good team over a number of years. And, you know, hopefully the results go along right from the start. But, you know, I think we played well in both games, to be honest. You know, better than we did last year.
How much were you guys able to widen the field this year?
It's now 74 wide.
Okay.
So it's two wider than last year.
Obviously that is still narrower than some pitches in MLS. Is that?
Not many.
Okay.
No, it's plenty wider. Say Dallas is 74 wide.
Okay.
By 118, I think, and ours is 115. So still the same as Dallas. I think Seattle's a bit smaller. Home Depot's, I think, width-wise, not far. It's a lot longer, 120.
Okay.
So, no, pitch-wise, it's perfect. It's right in the middle of most of the pitches. That's why we wanted to do that.
What, is that something that helps you now with that? Because obviously if it was 72 or narrower, it would be something where, you know, it would make it easier to pinch in and kind of...
Yeah, well, I think we relied so heavily on, you know, last year. Not last year, but the first 3 years of maybe being better at stopping the opposition playing than actually playing ourselves a little bit. You know, I feel that, again, I just said it there, we're trying to change it around where we become a good football team, a soccer team, you know, and I think at some point you've got to draw the line in the sand and go, you know, we got to change it over. And I think making the field a bit bigger will help, I hope. But I think, you know, we talked about it last year, even before, and they did say it might be a problem with the advertising stuff, but I made sure this year we got it done, and you know, we have 74 by 115, which is a great, and the surface is impeccable. Great word there. And, you know, it shouldn't be an excuse for any team to come and play us, and for us to play our stuff on there as well.
What is it about the new possession tactics and the fact that the center of the midfield is controlling the ball much better than in seasons past, that maybe gives you the advantage of a wider field for overlapping runs?
Yeah, well, I think two things in that. The three guys in the middle are very good on the ball. Wando, you know, Kari or Simon and Sam. And I think that before, you know, 2 years ago and all, but I go back to when we had Lima, I thought we played some good stuff with Lima and Huckabee the first year. Towards the end, we were a good side. We lost those guys. We kept Hucks, but he was injured, and Lima left. But I thought we were playing pretty good stuff in there at that point. So we have better players in there. And there's no disrespect to the guys here before, because I've asked them to do jobs that may be more defensive and more centre-backs moving in there, i.e. Brandon was in there last year. You know, did a good job defensively and was a good, solid soldier. But we move the ball so much better with, you know, like soccer-minded players that think the game differently to defenders.
How much of that improvement in the movement do you think factored into how well Chris Leach has looked in these first two games of the season?
Yeah, well, Chris and Ramiro attacking fullbacks. I think it's helped them, because I think they have the confidence that they, as soon as they make a run, get wide and get forward, 9 times out of 10, the person in possession or our team won't lose the ball. Well, I think over the last 3 years, I wouldn't be sure. I think you start to make a run and it may not get to you. And you have to go early. You have to go two passes back. If it starts to go to Sam Cronin, he turns it. You've got to be on the. You got to be moving, you know, getting forward, not waiting. Then he turns and then you go. It's too late. So I think the confidence in the team is making our guys attack more. And it's ball possession and it's good forward thinking.
Do you think that confidence comes maybe from the strength of the center backs, you know, what's going on defensively?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, you know, if you look at all our center backs, but mainly the two guys that are playing right now are, you know, they've got a good partnership. They're organized. They talk well now. And I think that they are, you know, difficult to get by. You know, we played two very, very attacking teams in our first two games. We're playing another one Saturday. And, you know, Dallas had a lot of chances, but other than maybe the two of them, they were kind of outside stuff. And I think we weren't completely overrun in the Dallas game. And I thought we bossed the game against Salt Lake, and we should have got something more out of that game. And they're two very good teams.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking about the midfield triangle, both Kari and Simon being possibilities. You know, with Simon starting in Dallas, Kari had to start in the first game. You know, what are your thoughts on that decision moving into this game three?
Well, I'm going to keep the same team as we had against Dallas because I think it deserves to play again. And I think the chemistry was good. I thought Simon played well. Just spoke to Kari. You know, it's unlucky when he goes away that he doesn't get a chance. But we have a long season, you know, and many guys are going to get chances to play, and Kari being one. He played in the first game, didn't play in the next one. Yeah, he won't start the game against Seattle, but he's got, you know, he'll be ready to come on the field and ready to contribute because he's a good kid and he wants to play. And I think that the attitudes have been good. Obviously, the longer it goes when you don't play, then, you know, people ask you questions. But as of right now, I think we've got good chemistry. I think, you know, we look buoyant, but, you know, it's about results. We're desperate to get, you know, some good results in the next two games.
Seattle hasn't won a game yet, but they certainly...
Yeah, they've played
could
well.
Could have or should have.
Yeah,
won the
I mean,
other night, you know, you would expect them to come in here and
they're a good.
Like
they're a good team. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, in our league, you know, you don't know when your run's going to come. It happens to be the first three games for Seattle. It could be middle of the season. You wouldn't say anything. It's like, but you start the first three games, you don't really get a win yet. You think, oh, what's happening? But nothing's happening. They're a good team. If they'd won four games in a row, then did this, you'd go, well, it's just a slight hiccup. It's no problem. Because they are quality, and they've created some chances. They played in New York. I thought they should have scored at least two or three goals, to be honest, there. Hard place to go. Houston, they created a ton of chances against. LA game was the first one, you know, evenish game. But the other two, I thought they're starting to roll a little bit. So it's a hard game. Every time we play Seattle, it's tough.
Why?
I think ball movement from them is good. I think savvy. They're pretty savvy, the team. You know, they kind of got some smart players. I think we match up well. I'm excited about the possibility of us, you know, playing well against them because I think soccer-wise, they're one of the, you know, exciting teams, one of the more exciting teams to watch in MLS, especially at home, but they're away from home. But they try to play the style no matter where they go. Zakawani is probably the best wide player in the league. So, you know, we've got to make sure we're on him. And Montero, if he plays, will be... Obviously, I think he's one of the best players in the league too. So we've got to make sure that we're ready to go and we're focusing on those two guys for sure. But their whole team's decent and or good, I should say. So we can't just worry about those two. We've got to worry about the whole unit.